This is Time for Kids, the March 15th, 2024 edition. On the cover, we have a woman sitting on a bright red tractor. This edition is entitled Your Job, Wild Ride. Mia Trams shifted gears from tech to tractors. Learn why and find more cool careers inside. I'm Jane Malucci, a volunteer reader for Chris. Page 2, News Briefs. Dear readers, we love to feature cool career paths to help you daydream of a future you feel excited about. In this issue, we look at several great jobs. We also focus on what we call power skills, critical personal skills that apply to every job, like the ability to solve problems and manage your time. You already have these skills, but you can and should take steps to make them stronger. Let's do it together. Andrea Dobonko, Editor-in-Chief. On the center left of the page, a rainbow of people in a circle. The caption reads, "Working together." Whether in school or in the workplace, people can stand up for one another. Headline, Standing Up. Tarina Allen is a career development expert. Here, she writes about promoting fairness and respect in the workplace. In school, some people just won't get along. And even in a work environment, not everyone behaves in a professional manner. People aren't always respectful, but you can be an ally by calling out and helping to correct unfair and hurtful behavior. It's a great skill to start practicing right now. Allyship is about building relationships with people who are different from you to foster trust and positive behavior. It's about holding yourself accountable when you make a mistake that causes harm. Being an ally is about more than just wanting to do the right thing. You're a true ally when others see your efforts in action, when you're upstanding. To be upstanding is to speak up when someone says or does something offensive or harmful to someone else. You might stand up to stop behavior as if the struggle were your own. That is, you take action. A. Ask clarifying questions. Can you tell me more about? What do you mean by? C. Come from a place of curiosity and not judgment to keep the conversation productive. T. Tie in an alternate perspective. Have you considered? I. Insert your truth. I don't see it that way. I see it this way instead. O. Own your ideas and biases, such as stereotypes that might be affecting how you see a situation. N. Navigate to common ground. We don't agree about this, but I think we can agree about that. When things get hard, make sure to rely on a trusted adult. No one's perfect. Anyone can make a mistake that's harmful to others. Here's what to do if you've made a mistake. Learn to listen to others and trust their experience, especially when it's different from yours. Don't expect others to educate you on what is or isn't harmful. Take the time to learn about that yourself from trusted sources. Take responsibility for your mistakes. They will happen. That doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you're human. Be ready to apologize and to learn. By taking action and owning your mistakes, you'll gain the trust of your classmates and down the line, your coworkers. You'll show the world you're serious about being an ally. Page 3. Your job. Get more online. Your career journey can take you in an infinite number of directions. Wherever you're headed, power skills will help you on your way. Check out the Your Hot Job site at timeforkids.com/your-hot-job. Meet the people below and others who use power skills to get the job done. In the upper left, we have a young woman in a black and white flowered dress with her hands on her hips. Headline, Built to Last. Alyssa Amor Gibbons grew up enduring hurricanes in Barbados. Now she designs buildings that keep people safe during storms. Gibbons relies on the power skill problem solving. She doesn't always know the solution, But that uncertainty is what drives me, she says. On the upper right, a woman in a white hard hat, a yellow safety vest, and a red shirt. Headline, Keeping Time. Project manager Maria Huhl has worked in the construction industry for 42 years. I am responsible for the financial performance of a construction project, she says. The power skill, time management, helps her with delivering the project on time within a set budget. In the lower left is a picture of an artist wearing a blue shirt. He's got his glasses on, his hand to his chin, and he seems to be contemplating his next project. Headline, Draw It. Illustrator Tony DiTolosi learned the power skill communication in fifth grade. He was struggling to write a book report. His teacher suggested he try communicating through drawings instead. After that, I was super excited to share my report with the class, DiTolosi says. On the lower right, a chef in a kitchen grabbing a plateful of food. Headline, Order Up. Juan Perez is the general manager of four restaurants in Southern California. His power skill is collaboration. Perez builds strong, positive relationships with his staff. Then they trust his on-the-spot decisions when things get hectic. When we're busy, it's all hands on deck, he says. At the bottom of the page, time for Kids Press Club. Get the scoop. What's your skill? Everyone's career journey is different. Discovering your talents and interests will guide you. So will working on your power skills. From time management to problem solving, these skills will prove useful in any role you choose. Junior journalists, we want to know, what's your power skill? Visit timeforkids.com/skills. Learn about collaboration, communication, and more. Which one do you most want to master and why? Ask a teacher, parent, or guardian to send your submission to tfkpressclub@time.com. Power up! Page 4. Your job, environment. On this page are four pictures of life on a farm. In the upper left, we have a woman driving a Kubota tractor out of the barn. Caption, Drive carefully. Trans takes the tractor out on a wintry day. I love driving it more than I ever would have imagined was possible, she says. In the upper right, a farmer putting in some plantings. Caption reads, Transplanting. In the fall, Trans moves young strawberry plants from a greenhouse to the field. In the lower left, we see Trans working with lettuce plants. The caption reads, Harvesting by hand. Trans gathers delicate lettuce crops from the above-ground tunnel where they're grown. In the lower right, Trans is standing at a giant bucket filled with vegetables. She has blue gloves on and an apron to keep her from getting too soggy. The caption reads, Bath time. Crops are carefully hand-washed and dried before being packaged for customers. Page 5. Headline, Outside Work. Power words for this article, calibrate. Verb, to measure or adjust for a specific need. Transplanting, noun, relocating a plant. For most of her career, Mia Trams did what she calls inside work. Now she does outside work on a farm. Why did she switch? Mia Trams had spent 11 years working at a desk in an office when one day she felt ready to try something totally new. Your Hot Job spoke with Trams about her career change and her new life working at Tributary Farm, an organic farm in New York, by Andrea Del Banco. Tell us about your career path. I had to work through high school and college, so I started in the restaurant industry. But from the time I was 12 years old, I wanted to be a photo editor, and I put everything into getting there. The bulk of my career was centered around visual storytelling. First, I was a photo editor. Then I had the opportunity to build a virtual reality department at Time. I'm so glad I got to experience that, and I'm really proud of my work. But there came a moment when I felt like I had accomplished what I had wanted to accomplish in that career, and that was the moment I decided to change careers. What drew you to farm work? I call the first part of my career inside work. Now I'm doing outside work. I always had a deep love of being outside, so I wondered, could I be paid to be outside all day? There are many jobs you can do outside, and I tried a bunch over the past 4 years. Farming caught my attention. There are endless things to learn. If you're a curious person, you'll never get to the end of your learning. What's your typical workday like? We start with a team meeting to talk through what needs to be done that day, and people are assigned different jobs. It could be harvesting, transplanting, seeding, or doing field work. It's a lot of physical labor and repetitive tasks. All of the work is calibrated, so we end up with a certain amount of vegetables each week. What's your favorite farm task? Driving a tractor. I never in a million years imagined I would. The learning curve is steep, and it can be dangerous. You need a good teacher. What's your advice for kids who want to work in agriculture? There are many different types of agriculture, and within each type, there are infinite jobs. Maybe you're not into growing vegetables or caring for livestock, but you are into car maintenance or building. Many things need maintenance on a farm. Farms always need help. Look for volunteer opportunities or part-time jobs during the summer, and try a lot of different things to figure out where you want to fit in. Your job, find your future. If you liked learning about what it takes to work on a farm, scan this code to discover other exciting careers in the agriculture industry, such as lunar farmer, urban composter, olive oil producer. Page 6. Your job, health. Sirens on! What's it like to be a paramedic? Daniel Matthews shares his on-the-job experience. Power words for this article? CPR, noun, an emergency procedure used to get a person breathing again. Medic, noun, a health worker who provides immediate care, often outside of a hospital setting. Daniel Matthews is a paramedic in the province of New Brunswick, Canada. He keeps a busy schedule, working 12-hour shifts, sometimes during the day and sometimes at night. When he and his partner arrive for a shift, we first have to go through a truck check to see that the ambulance has all the necessary equipment. Matthews told Your Hot Job. Once we're ready to go, we're assigned a post. Then he and his partner respond to 911 calls made from that area. On the move. Emergency calls require a quick response. When our medical dispatch center receives the 911 call, they send it to a cell phone that we carry, Matthew says. The phone has all the information he and his partner need about the type of emergency they're responding to. Matthews also uses a portable radio and GPS on the phone to guide him to a location. A paramedic's job is unpredictable. You go from relaxing to rushing to an emergency. It can be difficult sitting in a chair 1 minute, and the next you will be in a ditch on the side of a highway doing CPR, Matthews says. And the emergencies change with the seasons. In the winter, we respond to car accidents due to bad weather or winter sports accidents, Matthews says. In the summer, there are calls about shortness of breath and asthma due to humidity and heat, as well as recreational vehicle accidents. Be prepared. Matthews never knows what kind of emergency he'll face, so he has to be ready for anything. Being a first responder comes more naturally for me and many medics, as we tend to be able to stay calm in these situations, he says. Not everybody has a personality that can remain calm for a job like this. A paramedic's work can be stressful. Staying centered and controlling your emotions are important for this job. It isn't just about saving lives, Matthew says. It's about treating patients with respect. Staying calm is a big part of being able to help people when they're scared or hurt. Taking care of yourself is also important, Matthew says. To be a good medic, you need to get consistent, proper exercise, he says. But perhaps most important of all, good family support. By Rachel McPherson. Your job, find your future. If you liked learning about what it takes to be a paramedic, scan this code to discover other exciting careers in healthcare and health science, such as dentist, medical librarian, registered nurse. Page 7. Pictures of Matthews on the job. In the top left of the page, we see an ambulance responding to a call. Caption, "Let's go. We will drive with our lights and sirens on for a high-priority call," Matthews says. In the top left, Matthews inside his emergency vehicle. The caption, "In the vehicle, Daniel Matthews uses the medical equipment in an ambulance to help people in need." On the lower left, a first responder on a radio. Caption reads, "On the line, paramedics keep in contact with the dispatch center using radios and cell phones." And in the lower right, Matthews standing outside his ambulance. The caption reads, "Truck check. Before each shift, Matthews makes sure the ambulance is ready for any emergency." Page 8. Your job, world. Headline, high-flying job. Flight attendants go all over the world. Meet Janessa Andrea and learn about her adventurous career. Power words for this article, compassionate, adjective, caring, sympathetic. Purser, noun, a flight attendant with management duties. Flight attendants tend to the safety and comfort of people traveling by plane. Janessa Andrea is an international purser for United Airlines. She spoke to Your Hot Job about her career in the skies. What is your job? I manage the service and safety on board international aircraft. Typically, there are three pilots on an international aircraft. As an international purser flight attendant, I work directly with the captain throughout the flight. I often go to the flight deck to check on the captain and see awesome views. What childhood experiences translated to your career? As a kid, I loved air travel. I used to sit right in the window seat. I also loved helping people. I do that every day here as well. Another thing is that I was fascinated by other places and other people. What if a person is afraid of flying? Typically, customers are most afraid of turbulence. Our biggest fear during turbulence is that somebody might fall over, since we're unsteady. Flight attendants aren't worried about the physical orientation of the aircraft. The aircraft itself is safe. It's built to withstand turbulence. Do you want to fly a plane? As part of my job, I also need to understand the physics of flying. I personally have taken further interest in that and have taken flight lessons myself. Many flight attendants eventually become pilots. It happens to a lot of us. What's your favorite part of the aircraft? The galley. I go there for all my service supplies, from hot and cold drinks to hot and cold food. Making sure that people have food and drinks, it feels like it's a party every day that I'm hosting. I have so much joy in my life from the customer service I provide. What kind of person makes a great flight attendant? People who are compassionate, service-oriented, safety-oriented, and follow policies and procedures. These qualities make for an amazing flight attendant. What advice do you have for young people? When I started this job, I was shy. It taught me how to be a leader and how to show up and be there for other people. So the most important thing I'd like to say is, it's a big, wide world. Leave your comfort zone and allow yourself to experience everything this world has to offer you. This has been Time for Kids, the March 15th, 2024 edition. I'm Jane Malucci for KRIS.